AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Stocks get a brief boost from comments by Fed Chair Jerome Powell that there will be interest rate cuts this year, despite an uptick in inflation to start the year. Speaking at Stanford University, Powell said the goal is still to get inflation down to 2%.
That is our commitment, by the way. But over time, you know, I would say it would be a concern if inflation expectations were not to be consistent with the outcome that we seek. But the good news is they're not.
If Fed officials wait too long to reduce rates, the current high borrowing cost for mortgages, car loans, and business loans could seriously weaken the economy, even tip it into a recession. Palestinian officials say the bodies of 6 foreign aid workers from World Central Kitchen killed in Israeli airstrikes began the journey back to their home countries. NATO is debating a plan to provide more long-term military support to Ukraine. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says reliability is important.
We will give Ukraine what they need, and that is long-term, predictable, robust support. And that will also send a message to Moscow that they cannot wait us out.
Shareholders at Disney rallied behind longtime CEO Bob Iger, voting to rebuff an attempt to shake up the company. President Biden is joining forces with Vermont independent Senator Bernie Sanders to lower the cost of inhalers and other health care needs.
Many asthma medications may have been on the market for more than 25 years. They cost less than $5 to make. But the medication... the medication hadn't changed at all.
The president says the price of that medication has gone up at least 8 times. Lawmakers in North Dakota are expecting a legal challenge to a proposed congressional age limit and estimate $1 million to defend the measure up to the Supreme Court. The measure could prevent people from running for Congress if they turn 81 during their House or Senate term. This is AP News. Prayers at the Vatican for victims of war.
Pope Francis has led thousands of people in the Vatican in a moment of silence to pray for the aid workers killed by an Israeli strike in Gaza and a young dead Ukrainian soldier named Alexandre. In showing the soldier's items, including his rosary, Francis flipped through the pages of an underlined New Testament and said the young man still had an entire life ahead of him when he was killed. Francis asked for a moment of silence, thinking of this kid and so many like him killed in this madness of war. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Two bomb threats led to a brief lockdown of the Norwegian parliament while lawmakers continued debating inside. Heavily armed police were posted outside the assembly, and the surrounding streets were cordoned off. Bomb-sniffing dogs were seen in action outside the building. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.